Hello, everybody. I hope you guys are doing well on this wonderful Memorial Day. And first off, I would like to say thank you to those who serve our country. Your efforts have been appreciated. And for those who died during the combats and while on duty, may you rest in peace. And for the families, I hope that knowing your loved ones gave their lives for us was a blessing, and know that they are watching over you as you try to deal through this emotional day. Today I want to discuss with you guys about something that really upsetted, I wouldn't say the entire community, but most of us within the blind community. And that is the flat out lies, false advertising of TeamTalk for iOS. Now, I hope my audio boo is not long-winded, but I also do want to shed some light since I happened to be there for most of the saga process, in which we were hoping that TeamTalk for iOS would come to fruition, and therefore the history goes like this. So back in January, this so-called Apple developer, as he claims to be, named Nicholas Acosta, went on a respected TeamTalk server and started riling up a bunch of us on the server. Mind you, this particular server is hosted by a respectable gentleman who's visually impaired himself. So basically the server had a bunch of visually impaired people on it. This was the first Team Talk Social, as he calls it, of the year. This particular developer, Nicholas Acosta, well, I wouldn't even call him developer, but regardless, he decided to announce to us that he was the sole developer of Team Talk and he was working with Bearware, and that he was the lone person that's going to undertake this project and was in the beginning stage of getting the developer's kit. Basically, he's saying that hopefully by April we should hear from him so that those of us who are interested can sign up for our invitation to become a beta tester. So we're all excited. We asked him questions, and he seemed legit. I mean, I don't know this guy particularly well, but to me he seemed legit, and maybe to others on the server. So February came on, March came on, April came on, well, the first part of April that is, and nothing. So finally an individual who's well-known within the blind community approached him, wrote him a few emails, Skyped him, and said, what's the status on Team Talk? When do I submit to become part of the beta testing? So they had a little powwow, and finally the individual said to Nicholas, look, if you really want beta testers, you have to start letting people know. You have to start posting either on forums, such as AppleVids, Twitter, Facebook, whatever the case may be. You need to start letting people know so that you can have a great turnout for beta testers. So he did this whole Twitter thing, that is. And it was a day full of bombardation, as I call it. Retweet after retweet after retweeting. It was, we're like, wow, what's going on here? So then the individual opened up this TeamTalk server, and the so-called developer came on. I happened to be on the TeamTalk server talking to the individual. So I happened to be there listening when he asked him questions. Upon that interview, we were still thinking, the individual and I had a one-to-one conversation, and we're thinking, what's Is this really true? What how do we handle this? So I took it upon myself and I went and did the research for both of us and for the others within the blind community. And I came across this posting that I shared with my best friend, as I call him. I consider him as my best friend. And we kind of talked about it, and he has better editing skills than I do when it comes to podcasts. But I'm slowly learning. That's besides the point. So he edited the part where Nicholas was, I wouldn't say Nicholas, but where the guy on Edified Access had stated that Nicholas was the sole developer working on Team Talk and that we should see it shortly and how nice it is. And so we're thinking, okay, we'll let it be. And so he posted it on his Audio Boom. I retweeted. And so it was a team effort, I would say. It was a team effort between the individual and me. About a few days before the supposed May 4th beta release, which would have been the release that apparently he threw out there, that is Mr. Acosta, he sent an email stating that I'm having audio issues, so we're gonna have to push the beta release to May 12th. So we're thinking, okay, maybe that's true, whatever. And of course, I didn't get the email, but the individual did, and also Nicholas made it the effort to post on Twitter. So May 12th comes and goes, no Team Talk for iOS, and not only that, we received no documentation of a supposed non-disclosure agreement or NDA, as he has claimed to tell other individuals, which my friend and I never found out, although my friend found out through another person that apparently he's going around saying that we were under some sort of disclosure, non-disclosure agreement that basically has yet to be seen to this day. So finally, about a few days ago, my friend grabbed a hold of him. They went back and forth via email and basically called him on it, and I admire that. He called Nick on this and said, either you stand and deliver, to summarize it. Because to me, and I'm please correct me if I'm wrong, a beta tester or developer doesn't clown around, doesn't mislead his beta testers, doesn't throw release dates because he feels like it, doesn't make a fool out of himself, in short. And if something's going to be released to beta or even to the public, I would assume that a prototype is usually demoed so that others could either enjoy it or be part of the spectator. He did a Skype interview, that is, my friend did a Skype interview with Nicholas, and it was a very well done Skype interview. He basically told Nicholas, either you stand and deliver, or else no one's going to trust you, no one's going to believe you. And Nicholas said, okay, fine, I'll be on Team Talk tomorrow at such time so that everybody can demo. So Friday came around, Team Talk was opened at a certain time, at the time indicated. I happened to be the first one there on the server just because I wanted to make sure that my audio was set and just to be there. So then this so-called developer came on, and him and I were kind of talking, just nothing related in the Team Talk for iOS, just talking. And then I private messaged my friend through Twitter and I said, so-and-so is already here. So he came on and made sure his audio was set up and ready to go so he can record the demo, or should I say the supposed demo. And then other people started showing up, and the more people that showed up, I don't know what was going through this particular so-called developer's mind, but he decided to try to make lame excuses, such as, oh, my Mac is dead and I need to charge it before I can demo. And a couple of the guys, including my friend, were like, wait a minute, you need to charge your Mac? You can plug in your Mac and use your Mac as you're demoing it, because it's charging the battery while you can use it. So this went on for quite a while, and finally he's like, you know what, I gotta have dinner, and then after dinner I'll come in and demo. And so we're like, okay, that's fine. So we all talked amongst ourselves and like, Something's not right.